L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. For the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
That was Love by Nat King Cole, and you are listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So welcome. You're here with Dana.
And I'm Aiden.
Yeah, we switched it up. No Reese this week.
No Reese.
He's out in Florida, where I'm sure it's not snowing. How many inches do you think it snowed? Five?
I think they were saying between 3 and 5 is
okay.
What
Well, it
was
feels
expected.
Like a lot, and it's really windy when you walk one direction. The other direction's fine.
Yeah.
But, Our theme today, because we won't be here next week for Valentine's Day, is love. So it's a little preemptive, but that's okay. Yeah?
Ugh.
Ugh. Gross. that song was mine. I felt like it really kicked it off, and that you guys could guess the theme from it, because, you know.
Yeah.
Up next, we have Look at That Woman by Role Model. And I don't know about you, but I've been on a big Role Model kick lately.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, is it a new album or no?
Some must be somewhat new.
Yeah. Anyways, his songs are very good, but this one is Look at That Woman, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
Well, she had the hoops, white gold, with the penny covering her toes. She was mine, got cold. Now the guilt's the only thing I hold. Spend my nights all alone till I snap and buy a red eye home. Then I toss and I turn, let a cigarette burn my skin like a furnace. Damn, honey, look at you go. Sometimes got drunk on the flight, since she left, I've been way out of line. Lost my faith and my mind on the day we had to say goodbye. And I try not to call, but the leaves start to fall. Girl, it's nobody's fault, but damn, you can make the cry.
The night that we first met, went home and tried to stalk you on the internet. Now I've read all of the books beside your bed. The wine is cold like the shoulder that I gave you in the street. Cat and mouse for a month or two or three. Now I wake up in the night and watch you breathe. Kiss me once cause you know I had a long night. Kiss me twice cause it's gonna be alright. Three times cause I waited my whole life. Jumped in first, I went into. I'm with you, even if it makes me blue. Which takes me back to the color that we painted your brother's wall. Honey, without all the exes, fights, and flaws, we wouldn't be standing here so tall. So, kiss you once, cause I know you had a long night. Kiss you twice, cause it's gonna be alright. Three times, cause you waited your whole life.
Yeah.
All right, that was Paper Rings by Taylor Swift. And I wanted to put on Lover by Taylor Swift and Shawn Mendes, but Aiden hates Shawn Mendes.
It's not that I hate Shawn Mendes. I just feel like he's an unnecessary addition to that song.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think that's a great song. So you're welcome for not doing it.
I also don't think that their voices like go together.
Okay, that's a fair complaint.
Okay.
I disagree.
I got something. Okay.
Up next, we have Your Love by The Outfield, mm-hmm. which is one of Aiden's favorite
yeah,
songs.
Yeah, this is my addition, and it's definitely to do with both the theme and also the Patriots are playing in the Super Bowl tomorrow, and this is a like Gillette Stadium anthem. So,
were you ever there when they played it?
Yeah, a couple of times. I mean, it was never important games that I was there, but it's still like whenever they play it, everyone still sings along. But the chill-inducing moments are the ones that they've played the song in the playoffs, and that's been cool. So hopefully it's a good omen for tomorrow.
Yeah, and speaking of the Super Bowl, apparently my cousin's going. I don't know if
I know. I'm jealous.
Yeah, I thought you would be.
Yeah.
So shout out Joe.
It's all right.
Have fun.
I think that I wouldn't enjoy being in attendance for the Super Bowl if my team was playing in the Super Bowl. Because if they won, it'd be awesome. But if they lost, that would suck.
Yeah.
So
we've been watching the Patriots in the playoffs at our house, like mm-hmm. the girls' house in our friend group, and Aiden comes over and my friend and I are just doing homework in the kitchen table and randomly start screaming. We're like, what happened?
Yeah.
They did something.
High stakes, man.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to hear a lot of screaming tomorrow. Hopefully.
I
don't know if that's good or bad.
I think if it's quieter, that usually means things are going poorly, and I've just resigned to it. So hopefully there'll be a lot of good, happy yelling.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
I'm going to eat bread again. That's what I've been doing for the past few football games.
That was good bread.
Yeah.
Dana made a little honey garlic butter thing to go on top of it, too.
That was
great.
Good. Maybe I'll just do that again.
Yeah.
I think next year, during actual football season, I'll venture into more adventurous loaves.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm on the plain bread. Can't mess with perfection.
Nope.
Yeah. Anyways, long story short, here's Your Love by The Outfield.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love.
I just wanna use. could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me, that isn't the case. Cause I make it so easy to fall in love. So come give me a call and we'll fall into us. I'm the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree. It's so easy to fall in love with the way I do my hair, the way I make you laugh, the way we like to share a walk in Central Park. I could be fresh air, might be the girl of your dreams. There's no need to hide if you're into me, cause I'm into you quite intimately. And maybe one night could turn into three. Well, I'm down to see, cause I make it so easy.
I would never fall in love again until I fell.
Hello. Sorry, got distracted realizing that Jackie Robinson is old.
Dana just did a mad scramble, yeah,
I
after
did
finding
do a mad
out.
Scramble. A lot of buttons.
Jackie Robinson did not, in fact, play recently.
No, I thought he played in like the 80s.
Yeah, no. No. Okay. No, he's a little earlier than that.
Cool. That was Until I Found You by Steven Sanchez and M. Behold, I think.
Oh,
I never
there's another person on that?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's like the version with the girl, which is M. Behold. Yeah, I don't know. I like her.
Clearly
like
wasn't
version.
Paying attention to that either.
And then before that, we had So Easy to Fall in Love by Olivia Dean. And Aiden's been on a big Olivia Dean.
Yeah,
kick.
Olivia Dean is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I listened to Olivia Dean just so that I can like relate to Aiden. Like, so that Olivia Dean song.
Sure. I bet you.
Uh-huh. That's the only reason.
I see your name next to the added by section for Olivia Dean. So.
Yeah. Up next, we have In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. I was having a hard time spelling his last name.
Yeah. It's okay.
E's and A's are confusing, man.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. How, yeah.
From an Aiden with an A-N instead of an E-N. I'm sure you get that often.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk about it. It's upset.
Well, to calm you down, I just want to play In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. So I hope you all enjoy. I quite like that song. Oh, that was Love Grows by Edison Lighthouse. I realized I didn't specify what song.
Yeah, that's okay. It is a good song.
It is. I first heard it watching The Kissing Booth. It's the last song when, I don't know, they like drive. Or maybe it's in the middle. I think it's in the middle. I don't know. Something happens.
I don't know. It's been too long since I've seen that movie.
And it like zooms out, and it's like your classic rom-com, like aw, and then inevitably something happens.
Yeah.
As it does.
It's such a, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that movie.
It's very
bad.
Yeah. In my laughing and crying class, we were talking about the stages of a rom-com, but like from before the 2000s, so in like whenever Shakespeare was alive, which I'm not going to say the year because I don't know.
Like meaning versus like the more modern,
yeah,
what
and
we think
how
of
like the modern ones have ruined the trope where it used to be like they meet each other. There's obstacle number one, which is like parental or whatever, and then they overcome that. But then there's obstacle number two, which is I don't know something else,
yeah.
And then they either get together or they don't, and there's like a big sorrow or whatever. Or yeah, I think that's what the second obstacle is like sadness.
Yeah.
And my professor is like, nowadays you don't feel any sadness in when you're watching a rom-com. You're like, oh, it's okay. It'll end nice and neat.
Oh, just because it's like, that's the...
Yeah. Because that's what people like.
Huh.
Yeah.
But that's the point of a rom-com. Otherwise, yeah, it would just be like, I don't know. I feel like you, if you're watching, if you go to watch a rom-com, you want to laugh and you want to see two people like get married. Like that's the goal of a rom-com, I think.
Yeah.
So
we read Twelfth Night by Shakespeare, and the whole thing is like Shakespeare switches it up because the obstacle is internal versus like apparent or whatever.
Ooh.
I know. Big toss up in the year something.
So basically they just need to get more original with it.
Yeah. But then in Twelfth Night, spoiler, they all get married, but it's just, like, random. Like, it's just like, oh, by the way. And then there's, like, four marriages. And you're just like, huh, okay.
Oh.
And I feel like that was good because it was more calm than rom.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
good.
It. Yeah. All right. What do we have up next? Ooh, up next we have I'm Yours by Jason Mraz. Oh, never
Ooh,
mind.
Exciting.
No, we don't. We have a PSA.
We do have a PSA. All right. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, so be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines. Wait on long lines? Wait in long lines. That's a typo. While you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
If you have canned spinach, what do you not have?
What do you not have?
What do you iron?
Oh, deficiency.
Deficiency.
This is a joke for four people.
Yeah. There's these Instagram reels where it's like these two stick figures talking, and then a third stick figure listens to their conversation and like misinterprets it. I don't know. How would you describe it? Is that right? Or like does like a play on words.
Yeah, play on words.
Yeah. So funny stuff. I quite enjoy that.
Look up deficiency.
Yeah.
You'll find
I don't
it.
Know if that'll show up. It might be a little niche. I don't know. I think they're hilarious. But yeah.
Anyway. Jason Mraz.
Yeah. Jason Mraz. This is I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
Well, you done me in your bed, I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. One big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved, 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 loved. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate our time. Tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate. I'm yours. Thank you.
used to spend my nights out in the ballroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay strong on your
Tennessee Whiskey.
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 That was Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton. I don't like the way he says whiskey.
I don't know. Southern accent, man.
Oh, I guess I didn't think about that. It always, my dad, it drives him crazy when songs say May instead of me so that they can rhyme with things. Like, there's that one Charlie Puth song, like, Superman got nothing on May.
Yeah.
I'm only one call away or something.
May Bay, you're going to be the one that saves May.
May Bay. We were Well, Aiden had to look up when Shakespeare was from, and he is indeed from before the
2000s. Wait, hold on. Okay. I want to say, first of all, that I made a guess as to when Shakespeare was alive because I didn't know it for a fact, and I was right about my guess.
I also made a guess.
Right, which was before 2000, which I feel like...
Okay, well, then I said he's either from the 1800s or the 1900s, which is also wrong.
Right.
But at least it's more right than just before the 2000s.
That's true.
So,
yep.
Kind of.
Yep.
Depends on what you're counting.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Shakespeare's from the end of the 1500s.
Yep.
Fascinating stuff, man. Did not know that.
Also, I feel like I probably knew this before, but was reminded of it. He was married to Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, and then we were discussing, it's Anne, actress Anne Hathaway. Is that her real name or is that a stage name?
Yeah, or is it just a nice coincidence?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I was going to say, how many people really know that Shakespeare's wife is Anne Hathaway? But I think a lot of people know about Shakespeare. Know more than about Shakespeare than I do. So,
the econ oops. Major doesn't know much about Shakespeare.
Yeah. Well, up next we have... actually, this is a very apt song for the radio show. It's by Coldplay. And you're listening to Coldplay's.
That's true.
Yeah. This is Feels Like I'm Falling in Love.
All one word.
All one word. That's why I said it so fast.
It's like a password. All lowercase.
All lowercase.
Needs that uppercase, a number, and a special character.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it would say weak password if you tried to put this in as your password. So in case anyone's wondering, you can't log on to my Spinatron radio account because my password's not Feels Like I'm Falling in Love.
Yeah.
Anyways, here it is. I hope you all enjoy.
That this could feel like that, but I just can't stop. That my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la la la. Flowers grow.
Throwing me a lifeline. This is for us.
Guess who's back? No. Aiden was going to do again. It. Thank you. That was actually, you already know what song that was. What song was it?
Feels like I'm falling in love.
You didn't say it fast enough.
I did my best.
This is going to be our sign off before.
We didn't time ourselves very well.
We did not, but that's okay. We'll let you guys listen to the last few minutes of music. But our next song is Ordinary by Alex Warren, which is notoriously Aiden's favorite song in the whole wide world.
It's awesome. I love it so much, and it doesn't get stuck in my head at all, and it's not just like generic or anything.
Sometimes when I want to torture Aiden for fun, I just play the song on repeat. And I cue it like 100 times and then he can't skip it.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, it's like, I feel like people complain a lot about generic music and I feel like I'm never one to care all that much, but this is just, this goes too far. This is a step too far, in my opinion.
See, I feel
he's a great singer.
It's a fine song.
The song could be better. It's okay.
Did you see him perform it at the Grammys?
I did. I sympathize for him.
Yeah, I feel
like I like him as a person, just I don't like this song.
Yeah. Well, he's going on tour. We can go on tour just to see this song.
Yep, that we could.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. That'd be fun. Anyways, I hope all of you, minus Aiden, enjoy Ordinary by Alex Warren. And we will see you not next week, but the week after.
Yeah, and go Pats. That's the last thing I had to get in there.
Rah!
Rah!
Okay, bye!
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, oh my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. I want you laying me down to the dead and buried on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vibe. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, your sanctuary. Shatter me with your touch, oh Lord, return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds. Jealous knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, sanctuary. Shatter me with your touch, oh Lord, return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds are jealous knowing we found.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the...
Baby, get down on one knee, because you only want to hold me when I'm looking good enough. Did you ever fool me? Would you ever picture us? Every time I pull my hair,